Thank you.
You betcha. Good signal. And Steve, go ahead.
Yeah, Don, I just got the dinner call. Have a good rest of the net. I'm glad I could help you.
Okay, Steve, thanks for your help there. Appreciate it. That's VE6 Sierra Charlie Lima off to the dinner table. Anyone else out there, general call, anyone, anywhere.
Victor Alpha 7, Kilo Kilo.
Hey, Gerard, Victor Alpha 7, Kilo Kilo. Go ahead.
Yeah, okay, nothing to report from beautiful downtown Wausau. Nice to hear you, your melodious voice, Don. I hope Paul is well and you had a great Christmas. I'm sure you did. And we'll talk to you later.
Yeah, sounds good, Gerard. Thanks for checking.
Sounding good.
Anyone else? Anyone? Anywhere? Okay, there's a couple there. There's Todd, VE7GBO. Go ahead.
Yeah, good afternoon there, Don. And yeah, good afternoon, Gerard. Nice talking with you there earlier. Anyway, I have no traffic for the net. 7-3-L. I hope everybody had a great Christmas.
Yeah, everything went good here, Todd. Thanks for that. And I think there's another station. Try again.
Victor Echo 3, Bravo, Victor Charlie.
Victor Echo 3, Bravo, Victor Charlie. Good signal on the West Coast. Go ahead.
Yeah, good evening. I think your name was Don. It's Bill here, Bravo, India, Lima, Lima, with no traffic.
Yeah, okay, Bill. You're in S9 here in Victoria. Great signal. Whereabouts in Ontario are you?
I'm just on the east side of the Manitoba border.
Roger, roger. Okay, yeah, no, you're doing really well. Anyone, anywhere, general call. One more call. This is a general call looking for anyone, anywhere. Okay, Ron, why don't you do a couple more there and we'll wrap it up. VE6 Romeo Lima Zulu. Ron, if you're there, a couple more and we'll wrap it up.
Okay, very good. Yeah, sorry, you caught me napping. All right, here's Victor Echo 6 Romeo Lima Zulu looking for any further stations. Anybody, anywhere? Nobody's there. Back to you, Don.
Okay, thanks for that. Alrighty, this concludes the AuroraNet for today. Looks like we had 153 check-ins. Thanks to everyone who participated today. And I believe Victor Alpha 7... who's the net control today there, Todd? I know it's me, but who's supposed to take it?
For
Sunday. Victor Alpha 7 Romeo Charlie November or something?
No, that's right. It's Victor Alpha 7 November Romeo Charlie. Brendan.
Roger, Brendan. If you're listening, sorry about that. I jumped in there, didn't think we had a net control today. So thanks for your patience. And by the way, we'll make one more announcement here. Where are we? VE7 Delta Kilo. We're going to close the net, and the time would be
just a minute,
after the hour. So 018 UTC, and we'll return the frequency to general amateur.
Just a minute, please.
Okay.
One last check-in. Victor Echo 7 Alpha, Oscar Alpha.
Very good. We got you in. That's VE7 Alpha, Oscar Alpha. Thanks for that.
Thank you for letting me in late. Thank you.
Yeah, you betcha. So that's 154.
Roger, 154 and 77. Thanks very much, Jerry. Good afternoon to you there. I hope everybody had a great Christmas and 3 days in 2025.
73, Todd, and no, I did not have a great Christmas. I don't believe in Christmas. I don't practice Christmas. I'm a Christian, a Christmas hater.
73, Todd.
Antichrist.
Victor 7 Delta Kilo, Victor 6 Romeo Lima Zulu.
V6 Romeo Lima Zulu, 7DK. Go ahead, Ron.
Yeah, okay, so I believe probably since the last time we chatted, I played with my TX EQ a little bit. I pushed up 2,500 and 3,000. So how is it sounding? Is it still sounding okay?
No, you sound really good. The audio has improved from what I recall there, Ron.
Okay, good enough. Yeah, I was just trying to think what it might have changed, and that was the one thing.
Yeah, no, it sounds really, really full. So I've got a 24 watt.
Are you still S9?
Okay, yeah, no, I was running the app there before. Okay, thanks for your help today, and we'll catch you later. VD6 Romeo Lima Zulu, VD7 Zulu.
Is audio spot on my spectrum scope, the 7GZ?
Well, there you have it. Anyway, you sound good. We'll catch you later, guys. VD7 Zulu.
Yeah, 7, when you're on Little Farmer there, Don, you're sounding really good. Good afternoon to you there, and how is my audio to you? They're different.
You're on, you know.
Same as the last time, good.
Oh, that's great. Okay, well, thanks very much for that. And yeah, that's what I did with that other one, was putting up the behind. And west of the road, so there you go. Yeah, your audio sounds good, Ron.
Jerry,
okay, thanks a lot, Todd. Thank you very much, Fern. 7-3, both of you.
VA-7, Mike Juliet Sierra from ZY1CO.
VY1CO from Victor Alpha 7 X-ray Quebec.
VA 7 X-ray Quebec. Very good evening.
Yeah, very good. Well, late afternoon, early evening to you there, Scott. How's my signal to you?
You're anywhere between, approaching F7 to occasionally getting close to F8, over.
Okay, very good. Thank you very much. You're about 5 over 10 over S9 down here to the coast. The name's Paul Scott, Victor Alpha 7 X-ray Quebec. We spoke, some time ago now. I retired from the RCMP as an intel analyst about 3 years ago, and I think the last time we talked, you were just approaching your retirement date, but I understand you have now stepped over the line, and you're now among those of us who are taking our leisure a bit there. Back to you.
The Venture Club.
Okay, very good. So, yes, I remember our discussion somewhat. If I recall correctly, you were in the lower mainland down in Maple Ridge, but I might have invented that memory. I don't know. You know how it is when you speak to so many folks. But yes, we have joined the ranks of the unemployed and been retired now. It's not officially a year, but I've been away from work for about a year. And no looking back. It's been quite agreeable. You know, having hobbies such as this and other interests, it really makes a difference. I just kind of shifted gears and just started doing other things. Over.
Yeah, Roger that. Well, congratulations, number one, on your retirement and good long successful career, from what I can see. And the time absolutely flies, I find, when being retired now. And you say like it's almost been a year, you know, since you were last really kind of into work and stuff. And I cannot believe it's been 3 years. For me, it's just flown past. And I'm fortunate. I've got enough things, hobbies and family, and I do some volunteer work as well. You know, that's keeping my life full and keeping the wind in my sails, as they say. So, anyway, I heard you in there, and I wanted to say hello. And like I said, just to say congratulations on your retirement there. How's things up in Whitehorse right now? I think the last time I was in Whitehorse, I did a presentation at the detachment, and I went in November, and it was minus 36. I think they told me, make sure you dress warmly, and I did dress warmly, but I forgot a toque. So within about 10 minutes of me arriving in Whitehorse, I had to track down a toque because my ears were about ready to fall off. So anyway, so how's things today? Over.
Yeah, very good, Paul. The A7 X-ray Quebec, ZY1CO. Things are well. November can be nasty. We had a rather mild November, but we certainly made up for it the last few weeks. We were pretty steady in the minus 40 for about 2.5-3 weeks, but we're now above the minus 30 point. I think we're sitting at around minus 22, minus 23 or so. It's going to hover around there up and down for the next week or so, and getting quite a bit of precipitation in the form of snow, of course. So, no, things are otherwise are fine. And you're right, the time does go by quickly. And I always used to wonder, when people would say that they just feel so much busier now that they're retired compared to when they were working. And I'm like, oh my God, like, what did you do for a living? Did you just sleep on a couch, or what did you do? But I think what it is your sense of time shifts. When you're working, you kind of write off the, depending on your hours, that from basically 6 in the morning till 6 at night, you kind of write off that period of time of either going to work or doing whatever. And whatever happens during that time is just kind of, time you've already allotted for. But, of course, when you're retired, it's all your time. And I think you become more conscious of time. So I think I can see how some people feel that they're busier. Now when I have to go into town, it's not because I'm going into town every day for work. It's because, oh my God, I have to get in the car and I have to go and do these things, but I wanted to get this other stuff done around the house. And I feel so inconvenienced. And so it's been an interesting adjustment, but I have to admit it has not been a difficult one. I 35 more than 35 years of that stuff. I had more than had my fill, and I have seen the cycles come and go several times. So it was definitely time to move on to something else. And similarly, we're doing quite a bit of different things up here, volunteering with different groups and trying to help out where we can, and then just keeping our pet projects ongoing. But that's about it here. Well, it's very nice to hear from you again, and I'll take the opportunity to wish you the very best for the new year as well. The A7 X-ray Quebec, ZY1CO.
Yeah, very good. You've hit it exactly, Scott. It's your sense of time just changes kind of once you switch gears into this. And you are correct. I am in Maple Ridge, so very good. Anyway, stay warm then, and I'll catch up with you, I'm sure, a little bit down the dial there, and check in with you again and see how things are going. It's a great journey, and I'm certainly enjoying myself, and totally getting into different things and feeling far more relaxed, without the pressures and stresses of investigations and all that stuff. So, alrighty, well, you take care, and we'll catch up with you later. VY1 Charlie Oscar, this is Victor Alpha 7 X-ray Quebec.
Yeah, you bet, Paul. My pleasure. Great to connect again. And let's hope 26 is a good year. If nothing else, we know it's going to be an interesting one. The A7 X-ray Quebec, VY1CO, 73.
Yeah, 73, Scott.
Yeah, 73, Scott. Good afternoon to you there. The VY1 Charlie Oscar, the Shipping Golf Star Washer.
Yeah, good evening, Todd. I hope you had a good Christmas break.
Well, I certainly did, yeah. It was kind of nice. I went over to my sister and brother-in-law's. It was a nice get-together. And came back, and good afternoon there, Paul. Good afternoon to you there, Paul. The 7 X-ray Quebec and the Y1 Charlie Oscar, the 7 Golf Bob Oscar.
Yeah, good afternoon, Todd. I'll talk to you later via 7XQ.
You bet. Sounds great. Okay, I'll give you a shout possibly on the phone there. As a matter of fact, a little bit had a question for you there. Okay, anyway, nice to hear you in there, Scott, and I'll wish you a great day there. And by the way, I guess you call it you've become, I guess, between you and Paul, become part of the vets club, eh?
Yeah, I suppose I really, that's one of the groups I haven't